Kyler Medaglia, wow, with an enduro tank on and everything. You score some points, first moto, and second moto come damn close from pretty far back. You got to be stoked, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I mean, super last minute. I honestly can't thank you enough for helping me get that gas. Stock enduro EX bike, and then we kind of got it.
I thought it was going to be a different brand, or what happened there? Like, it's really cool. Andy J coming through.
Yeah, I know. He came through, and I mean, it's just, I don't know what the deal was, but, beggars can't be choosers, so I'll take what I can get.
Was it brand new?
I think it had a couple hours on it, but I use a pretty tall gearing, so, and I don't know if the gear ratio is different in the EXs or not.
That's
so,
the next question.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff going on, but the bike ran good. My suspension's really good, so. And I felt really comfortable on this track. It was a lot like Kamloops. Yeah. So I had fun for sure.
Yeah, for coming down as a one-time thing, right? I mean, to get a couple points, you got to be stoked, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And coming from way back, I passed some pretty good guys. And, the second moto was kind of a bummer because I had a better gate pick. And I had a good jump. And I just got eaten alive halfway down the straightaway. Yeah. And Phil and Hayes crashed into me. And I got stuck and kind of had to come back from the back again. So it was two hard charges. And then I had a battle with Savacci there in the middle. And then I tipped over. He got around the outside of me. And after I picked my bike up, there was like three laps to go. And I was kind of spent. Yeah. It was a long day.
You got Phil late in the first moto. I'm going to mention that 100 times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm really comfortable on the gas. So I feel good this year. And, I'm excited to do more racing just to bounce from Canada to the States. I want to do Southwick, Mount Morris maybe, and
so you're gonna do like some other moto stuff. I didn't know if it was you were gonna focus more on enduros and GNCCs and stuff, but you're gonna do some moto.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did a couple GNCCs there, and I'm just like, man, 3 hours at riding at that pace, it's just insane. I don't know how those guys do it every year or every weekend. It's just insane. So but I got some good off-road series happening up home. Some Quebec stuff and just bounce around and try to do good. I would like to be on donations and I'd like to be in ISD, so got to keep myself sharp.
Right. Yeah, basically this is the furthest possible race for you to go to, so I like that effort too. Like, it couldn't get any further for you than Southern California, so you come a long way and you got to make it worth your while. So yeah, a couple points.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just like thank Adam Morrow for hosting me. He's my friend from Ottawa that lives in California, and that's why I came here and was lazy. And yeah, thanks to Alex at Cobequid Mountain Sports and Callus Gear, my pit board, Oakley, all the other people that support me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay, for the media bike that he loaned you. Fantastic. Nice of him to do that. Thanks, T-Dags. Always good to see you. And I wish I had picked you in Pulp Mex Fantasy. I really wish I did.
All good. Next time. Let Mike Block. Yeah.